Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com at 1500 AM. At the Veterans Health Administration, longstanding problems in human resources hinder its ability to recruit and hire the best medical staff to do its mission of providing the best possible care to veterans. The Government Accountability Office has no less than a dozen recommendations for VHA to fix things. Joining me with more, Robert Goldenkopf, Director of Strategic Issues at the GAO. Robert, good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be here, Tom. Thank you.
So this report strikes me as really important. Of course, it happens right as the hiring freeze has been imposed across the federal government. But this is a really deep, long-standing issue for VHA. Tell us the scope of what you found.
Well, this is correct. I mean, we're all familiar with the various management challenges that VHA has been facing over the years, things like ongoing appointment scheduling problems, unreliable wait time data. But we did this report because effective human resource management is critical for ensuring that VHA provides the quality medical care that our veterans deserve. Now, this is no easy task because, as you know, the mission and the scope of VHA's responsibility are huge. They employ over 300,000 people. They have 1,000 medical centers and outpatient clinics, and they serve around 6.7 million veterans. Unfortunately, what we found, though, is that despite the importance of human resource management for making sure that VHA runs effectively and meets the needs of veterans, we found that their personnel offices lack the capacity to carry out key human resource functions, and that's hampering VHA's mission.
Is it a lack of people that they have, or they also have a lack of maybe skill or knowledge?
It's both. We found that turnover is problematic. The situation is such that there are high levels of turnover within the human resource offices, and so that turnover leads to high workload. And that workload and the high workload levels in turn leads to more burnout and stress. That in turn leads to more turnover. We also found that within the offices themselves, the human resource specialists lacked key competencies and technical skills, such as labor management relations. Managing the different personnel systems within VHA, it requires a lot of experience. And that constant turnover and the high workload, the inability to take training because nobody has time to do it, is really detrimental to the organization.
And how does that manifest itself in the recruiting function? Do people that might want to work there, especially doctors, nurses, people on the front lines, go there and face a system that may say to them, do I really want to work here?
Well, we did find, we visited several different medical centers across the country, and the good news is that the administrative staff, the clinical staff, they're really passionate about what they do and are dedicated to the mission of the agency. But at the same time, when there's all this flux going on, when it's just a difficult environment to work in, and when the human resource function doesn't help in supporting the frontline clinical staff, that certainly affects recruitment and also retention.
Now, let me ask you this. You looked at certain locations as emblematic of VA. You mentioned Bath, New York, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Orlando, and Puget Sound. These are representative of VA as a whole? Because I guess my question is, why not like Philadelphia or Phoenix or New York, where they have really big installations?
Right. Well, what we tried to do, these are not general, the facilities that we went to, they're not generalizable to VHA as a whole because it's just so small. But we did try to get, as you suggested, something that was representative of kind of the gamut of different facilities. So our selection criteria included things like patient volume, geographic location. We wanted to get a mix of rural versus urban, as well as the complexity of services that they provided. And so we didn't go to those larger facilities because some of the facilities we did go to were, in fact, large, but they just didn't meet all of our selection criteria.
We're speaking with Robert Goldenkopf, Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And you mentioned a long list of attributes of a high-performing workforce and that VHA falls short. What are some of the top attributes that you wish you could see in the workforce of VHA's HR function?
Sure. And actually, what we did was we focused those attributes are characteristics more of an organization rather than the workforce itself. And it's an important distinction, because often you have really good people working in dysfunctional systems. So having said that, the attributes of high-performing organizations that we looked at, including things like leadership commitment, for example, whether or not leadership is dedicated to integrating those human capital management functions with the core mission of the agency. Other attributes include processes to identify and address skills gaps, as well as an effective performance management system. And what we found was that although VHA is trying hard in each of those areas and they acknowledge many of their shortcomings, they still have a lot of work to do in terms of strengthening their human capital functions.
And do you think that all of this adds up to a deficiency, or at least a gap, in the care that VHA could be giving to veterans ultimately?
Absolutely. It's we could see it in terms of delays in hiring clinical staff, engagement levels of employee engagement, which is important for, it's a measure of how employees feel about their organization, their willingness to go the extra mile. There's a large range across VHA. So if those were all improved, it could certainly help VHA to carry out its mission more efficiently and effectively.
So on the presumption that Dr. Shulkin becomes the VA secretary, he'll have come from running VHA. What are your recommendations?
Sure. Well, underlying all of these personnel issues is the fact that there needs to be stronger lines of authority between the Department of Veterans Affairs, VHA, and then the individual medical centers. Essentially, you have at the department level and VHA level, they create the policies, they provide the guidance, but all the personnel functions are implemented at the facility level. And because if you look at the organization chart, there's literally disconnects between VA, VHA, and those individual medical centers, it's really hard to provide effective oversight and hold the individual centers accountable for improving human capital management activities. Some of the other recommendations included strengthening VHA's performance management system. We found some serious deficiencies there, as well as improving VHA's employee engagement efforts. And importantly, VHA generally agreed with all of our recommendations.
It sounds as if what afflicted VHA as a whole, or VA as a whole, over these past couple of years is equally true of the HR function.
Oh, absolutely. Our report underscores, and I think VHA is an unfortunate case study of this, it really emphasizes the importance of paying attention to your people. At the end of the day, the quality and composition of the workforce needs to be commensurate with the workload. Otherwise, you have mission shortfalls and other problems. And so if you don't pay attention to your people, everything else you do won't really matter.
Also in your report, you cited the fact that there have been a couple of high-level commissions looking at VA that issued big reports in the last year or so. There was one commission that oversaw the work of a second group, and both of them came out with reports. Did those reports mention the HR function?
Yes, they did. I think you're referring to the Commission on Care, as was one group that looked at the issues facing VHA. And they also identified similar issues with the human capital function, including the importance of oversight, better oversight.
All right, so that's three now big reports on this topic. Maybe as you say, VHA agrees and they'll get after them soon.
Well, it needs to be done. Our veterans deserve better, and it will be important going forward that VHA implements these recommendations and Congress holds them accountable for doing so.
Robert Goldenkopf is Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office. As always, thanks so much.
Take care, Tom. It's a pleasure.
We'll post this interview along with a link to the VHA report at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, the advent of Donald Trump's presidency might be why China announced a faster schedule for developing the world's most supercomputer. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.